Whether you're patiently awaiting the end of the school year or dreading summer vacation entirely, it's likely that you haven't given much thought to what school supply shopping will look like next year. And while I don't think you need to rush to the store just yet to grab all of those necessary items, I do have one simple way that you can save money on school supplies if you act now. So, without further ado, let's get started. Hey, and welcome to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. Are you ready to get control of your finances without taking on that second job? Do you find yourself searching for how to get out of debt, increase your savings, or set up a budget that actually works? Do you worry that you'll fail or give up when your kids need new shoes again? Hey, I'm Sarah Brumley. I'm a wife, mama to three, and I've stood where you are now. For years, my husband and I stressed each and every month just hoping that there would be enough to cover the necessities. But thanks to a simple strategy, we dug our way out, and I can't wait to help you do the same. In this podcast, you'll find practical ways to use the income you already have to achieve your biggest goals. So whether you're struggling to make your family finances work for you, or you just want some down-to-earth inspiration to increase your financial success, well, you're in the right place. It's time for a financial fix-up. Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Financial Fix-Up Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Brumley, and if you're new here, I just want to say welcome. This podcast is all about helping you live well on the income you already have so that you can achieve the financial freedom of your dreams. Your goals might not look like mine, but together we can make it happen. And if you've been around for a while, you know that's the case, right? As we approach the end of the school year, I know that you probably fall into one of two categories. Either you're so fed up with all of the end of the year events and can't wait for the freedom that comes with summer break, or you have no idea what you're gonna do with your kids all summer long, so you're dreading it a little, or maybe even a lot. And trust me, I've been in both camps depending on the school year, so all I can just say right now is hang in there. This too shall pass. I know it will. But in the midst of all of the chaos that comes with the end of the year activities, I did want to use the time today to chat about one way that you can save money on school supplies in the fall. But this is not something that you put off until the fall. It's actually something that you need to do now or right when school lets out. And that's taking inventory of the school supplies that come home with your child. I mean, think about it. You sent your kiddo to school with a gazillion dollars worth of crayons, pencils, notebooks, binders, glue sticks, erasers, and whatever else was on the list, right? So there's a pretty good chance that your kiddo is coming home at the end of the school year with at least some of those items. And knowing that, you might be able to save some serious money. That's my hope today. Over the years, my family even came up with a process to make this work smoothly, so I'm actually going to share that with you now with the hope that it helps you complete this process without feeling overwhelmed so that you can actually save some money come fall, which is what we're all about, right? So the first step we take is to spread out everything that comes home with the kids from school, and I mean everything, because that's important. And honestly, there's absolutely no telling what might come out of my kids' backpacks or school supply containers, so we actually make a point to do this in an area of our home that can be easily vacuumed afterwards. That's important because you certainly don't want to have a whole bunch of, you know, grossness in your carpet or, you know, like smushed in. So definitely find a place that you can clean it up easily. Kids are gross. They really are. So there you go. Anyways, have your kids dump their school supplies on a table, on a floor, wherever is the most convenient for you, and then have them actually go through and throw away anything that could reasonably be considered trash or have the potential to be future clutter. Just do it now and you won't have to deal with it later. Then have your kids actually sort through the items. For example, put crayons in one pile, pencils in another, and so on and so forth. I actually like to pull Tupperware containers and other bins out to make this really easy for my kids, and I just know that I can always rinse them out or wash them very quickly afterwards. So just to keep things contained, sometimes that is a good method to use. All right, once you've done that, the next step is to take inventory. How many pens do you have? How many pencils? Do you have a full set of crayons or colored pencils? Is their pencil pouch still usable? What about the three-ring binder or the folders? Are the glue sticks still sticky? What shape is their backpack in, their lunchbox, anything else that they've taken to school this year? Write down anything and everything that could be helpful for next year. And this is important because when that school supply list shows up, you need to know exactly what you already have and be able to focus only on the things that you don't have. That's the savings right there. Okay, so you could use paper and pen, or you could make a digital list, but whatever you choose, just make sure that you don't skip this step. The third step, and possibly the most important, is to actually store these items away. Once you've completed that inventory, the last thing you want to do is come back in the fall unable to find the items that you thought you had. So you're going to want to determine how to best protect those items. Personally, I like to use a large plastic storage containers, like one of those ones that you'd use to store seasonal items in. Maybe you bought one after Christmas and you didn't end up needing it or whatever, but just find one, empty one, whatever you have to do in order to complete this step. And then for us, everything goes into that storage container. And when my kids were younger, that included their school backpacks because those things are expensive and I really didn't want them to be available for school the next year. But as they got older and they started using them for other activities, I stopped storing them. I really did. Plus, sometimes they smell. So that's also something to take into consideration. Right now, my daughter is older and she really takes hers, to work, or sometimes she grabs books at the library. So she actually uses it. But the key is that child, if they're still using that item, is aware that they're going to need it for the upcoming school year and that they might be responsible for the cost of that in the fall if it's not available. And I'm going to talk a little bit more in the upcoming weeks about what I have my kids pay for and some of those responsibilities that I allocate towards them. But depending on your family situation, you may choose to just store the backpack so they don't get used and they are available and not an expense you have come fall. Of course, like I mentioned, they could be super stinky or dirty, and if that's the case, you might want to disinfect or deodorize them before you store them. Otherwise, that could be a nasty surprise on the other end. Lunchboxes and everything else, though, make their way to that storage container. And then once I've done that, once I've added everything to that storage container, then I label that container and I put it in our storage space in a spot that is out of reach. I don't want my little kids' hands running through that stuff looking for colored pencils or whatever else they might have remembered that they had at school over the school year, okay? I want that stuff to be there. So it needs to be in a space that's out of reach for those summer months. Now, here's another tip. When you do pull these items out in the fall, they are community items. So if you have 3 kids heading to school, they might not have the exact items that they did last year. It all depends on the school supply list and the needs, okay? For example, if kid number 1 needs folders, but kid number 2 doesn't, then the folders will obviously be used by kid number 1. So it could be a good idea to make that clear to your kids now so that there's not a big fight in the fall. Alrighty, so I do know that this is yet another thing to add to the end of the school year madness, but I can tell you from personal experience that this has saved us tons of money over the years. Sure, some years there's not as much left over as others, but we have had years where school supply shopping in the fall was almost not necessary at all. So save money where you can, right? And if you are still struggling to get your family budget up and running, grab my free family budget worksheet to help you do just that. You can find it at lemonblessings.com/familybudget, or you can follow the link in the show notes. Whatever you decide, I just want you to know that I am cheering you on. You've got this. Even if summer break is, intimidating and you're stressing out about it, you've still got this, okay? Stick with it. Start small. Use these steps to set yourself up for future success, and then have an amazing day. I'll chat with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Financial Fix Up Podcast. If you like this episode, please leave a review wherever you're listening. It might seem like a little thing, but it makes a huge difference. And if you have questions, want to request a podcast topic, or just want to connect, you can do so at lemonblessings.com. Remember, it is possible to live well on the income you already have. It just comes down to knowing what to do and when to do it. So, what are you waiting for? It's time to get out there and embrace your financial fix-up.